Welcome back to Downtown. I'm here with head women's ice hockey coach Molly Engstrom. You played one game last weekend, a really thrilling overtime victory against Providence in a hard-fought game, which means, since everybody's played the same number of games now, that this weekend will determine where people are in the playoffs. You win them both, and you're assured of a home game. There are a lot of things that could happen. A good turnaround after a period of a lot of close games that you didn't win. A really, really good effort on Friday.
Yeah, it was great to come away with the win. I think we stepped up in ways that changed the game. This week, as we're practicing, we still have some things that we need to button up. I think defensively we can play better. We struggled on our breakouts last week, but Jordan played well in net for us. So she was able to keep pucks out. And then, fortunately, we got the penalty shot called for us. And then Mira put the puck away on the 3v3. So, like I said, we've got some things to focus on this week, and we know that Holy Cross is going to come out tough. They've been playing well lately.
Yeah, one of the things that was really, I thought, spectacular in that 13 seconds that overtime lasted was that Mira won the draw, and instead of waiting for her to get it, Sam rolled right over and got possession. And as we know, overtime possession is the big thing. Mm-hmm. And the next two passes were perfect because in both cases, the player looked one way and passed the other. Yep. And Mira said to me, well, I had the whole short side, I couldn't miss, right? I could have missed, but I'm sure she wouldn't have missed. That's got to give you confidence, or got to give the team confidence that in a tight one, they should win it, that they've got the ability to win it as opposed to, well, we might win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as we continue to gain traction with this team and understand them too, that's something that we're obviously building towards, is that confidence piece. But like when you look at our overtime play against Northeastern, for example, when they were up here, I don't think Northeastern touched the puck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's unbelievable some of the things that we can do sometimes. Yeah. So again, we're building, you know, trying to find the consistency in that and helping make them aware of when they do really great things, why that happened.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's interesting. And I have noticed that from watching from the stands, if something goes really well and the person comes back to the bench, one of the coaching staff immediately goes to them. Now, I've seen it where the only time that happens is when somebody does something wrong and somebody's got to go over and tell them, look, you shouldn't have done this. But that kind of reinforcement, and as we talked about this last week, yes, this season is important and you want to win the playoffs and you want to go all the way, but you're building for next year at the same time. And you played the freshmen a lot against Providence, and I thought they played really well. I thought Morrison might have been the best player in the ice. She just didn't get any puck luck on a shot. Mm-hmm. That's got to make everybody feel pretty good because you're losing two of Hockey East's top scorers. In fact, you're tied for second place in most goals. Unfortunately, it's the 83 you've given up that have changed the record. But so you've had scoring. You've got scoring coming up. You mentioned the D. What do you think is, in the long term, is the most overarching thing the defense need to get?
Honestly, I think they need to have a really great summer of training. I think we need to start there. Like, we need to have some presence physically back on the back end. So that's going to be strength, endurance, that conditioning piece. When you're tired and when you're weak, you can't make plays. And I think, you know, RD, we're challenging them, we're exposing them to the kinds of situations that they need to be able to control. So hopefully there's an awareness now. And then they honestly just take that into their summer training. Having that presence, we told them today, like, you need to be able to make the first outlet pass. Like, you need to make your first pass, and you need to be able to beat the first forechecker. Like, those two things, and bringing intensity to those situations every time. So we worked a lot on that today in practice, applied a little bit more pressure. But you know, a defenseman right now, you have to be able to get away. And I think we get away for a split second. And then when you stop your feet,
yeah,
I mean, the forecheck just rushes in, and now you're back on your heels again.
And you're trying to chip it up the boards instead of taking the outlet pass that you have.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of tall defenders, and very tall, actually, for Hockey East. I think the two of them, without going to names, more upper body strength.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, everybody. Just physically overall, I just think they can make a lot of improvements. Forwards, too, but stick strength. I mean, being able to bear down, I can't tell you how many times we go into a 50-50. It's almost like we play too honestly. Like, no, they're not going to lift our stick.
Yeah.
You know, they're not. And rather than bearing down and winning that puck. There's a lot of room for improvement in that area.
I know you've been the last several times taking a look at practice, been doing a lot of close-in stuff. Is that to try and get more scoring in front of the net?
Yeah. Yeah, constantly, you know, trying to get the forwards to think about their body position, being strong, again, going back to that stick strength in front of the net. And then, like I said, positionally, you can't have three forwards sitting on top of the crease. So, and I think when people get excited to score goals, everybody just wants to be right at the goal.
Right.
Yeah,
whatever happened to the goal from the high slot? You see less of it all the time, and it's a great place to shoot from. When Ida's there, she's deadly.
Exactly.
Well, you go down to Holy Cross, as they may be last in the league, but they have victories against just about everybody. And they always play a very disciplined style of hockey. They stay in their lanes. They can be frustrating. Probably important to get ahead early.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we just have to be better. Yeah. I mean, like you said, they are well coached, they're disciplined, and if you kind of sit back in that groove with them for a while, it turns into a track meet, and I don't think we want to be in that situation. So I think in general, scoring first, and then again, we just have to be better. We have the ability, and it's just another challenge for the group.
Well, I hope that when I talk to you again next week, we'll be talking about a home playoff here.
Awesome.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Bruce.